Welcome to episode 3 of the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I'm bringing you a reflection based on the word cascade. I create the cover art for these episodes in Midjourney to represent the word. The peaceful bloom of the delicate lotus petals emanates a cascade of wisdom energy into the darkness of the world. A cascade is information or material delivered in a successive manner. Think of a tower of glasses where fluid poured into the top level will overflow, cascade down to the other levels, filling and cascading down to the other levels below that. Cascades in nature are known for their beauty and often become tourist attractions. They're often habitats for unique flora and fauna. The largest cascade in the world is the Livingstone Falls in Congo River, Central Africa. Cascades are like a pouring out. They start small and grow as they flow through the levels of the cascade. We often think of our journey through life as building blocks, but I think in many ways, life is more of a cascade. We start out with a very narrow window of knowledge, and as we grow, our knowledge and awareness will cascade out in many directions. It flows ever, ever wider. If you think about God or source energy, love and blessings flow from there and to us, and if we're living in alignment with faith, love and blessings flow outward to others. Energy in motion requires staying in motion. Love is an energy. We don't always allow energy to flow. We experience wounds in our life flow that interrupt the energy. We lose trust and attempt to have control of everything, even what defies being controlled. In frustration, we often lash out at others, causing wounds to others. The nature of the cascade changes from love to hurt. It shifts out of alignment with the more natural flow of love. How do we get the natural flow back? We become aware of our own wounds and seek to heal. The healing journey takes courage and awareness. It may take making amends with those we lashed out at. As the wounds heal, we find greater personal peace and have loving energy to share with others. The journey is a choice we can make. With healing comes growth, and the cascade resumes its natural flow. Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word cascade. I've been enjoying exploring each day's word and invite you to come along on the journey this month. Visit nichelsonlovingit.com if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the Prompt a Day email list, which includes the daily words. I'm Shadows Pup, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye, Wilma.